Good afternoon, Anchor listeners. Thanks for stopping back by the D-Lo One Stack Anchor page. And also want to say happy Valentine's Day to every Anchor woman listener and all the women around the world. Today I bring you an interesting story. It's about a man that donates his kidney to the woman he loves to save her life, but she refused to marry him. Very interesting. Let's get on with the story. Simon Lewis is his name. 49 years old, who resides in London, has saved the life of Mary Emmanuel, 41, a woman he loved for over two decades by donating a kidney, but his marriage proposal was rejected. Crazy. Simon popped the question to Mary, who was suffering from late-stage kidney disease and was in a coma for a fortnight before the transplant was done. She gently rejected his proposal. That's what they say. Though she loved him back, but her health made the future seem very uncertain. The duo, however, promised to stay friends. But Simon said, "I offered her my heart, but I had to settle for giving her my kidney. And whatever happens, I'll never regret giving her the gift of life." On the other hand, Mary said, "He is my very best friend and always will be. The love between us is real. He could have died doing what he did for me." The pair first met in a club in London in the mid-90s, which Mary's around 20, Simon around 28-something. She said he was a good-looking bad boy. They shared an odd smooch and flirt, but things between them never progressed further. As the years passed, they stayed pals. Mary busy with a young son by the name of Dwayne, and her job as a stockbroker, secretary, while Simon just helped his brother organize music events. In September of 2014, Mary, who was only 37 years old, suddenly collapsed at home. Her skin went yellow, and her son, Dwayne, at the time 21, found her on the floor choking on her own vomit, and she was rushed to the hospital in South London. There, she suffered brain hemorrhaging and slipped into a coma and was in intensive care for about 2 months. She was diagnosed with end-stage kidney disease, and the transplant was the only option to save her life. However, her rare B-negative blood group made it difficult to find a suitable donor at the time, so she was discharged from the hospital in January of 2015, but had to return daily for kidney dialysis. Simon, who was by her side the whole time, suggested he be tested to see if he was a match as a donor. Much to his surprise, he turned out to be a suitable donor for Mary, and he offered to donate his kidney. Months after the pair recovered from surgery, Simon gathered the courage one night while cooking dinner and proposed Mary for marriage. Sounds like a wonderful story, doesn't it? Mary then said, "I feel incredible flattered that he should want to marry me after seeing me at my absolute worst. But I let him down gently by saying, I don't think about it. I don't think I'm worried if we get married, it would in some way damage their special friendship. And also, she didn't want to get married until she was fully better and health-wise, which is understandable." Simon insisted he had no regrets about his decision to become a donor, saying, "I didn't think twice about it. There's no questions about doing something like that for someone you love." Now, here's my questions to the listeners and the people who might want to call in and discuss a little bit about this matter. Men, how would you feel if you gave a woman your kidney or any organ and proposed to her and she wouldn't marry you? Would you be upset if she says no? And women, would you have the courage or the heart to say no to a guy that just saved your life? This is your boy D-Lo One Stack, and thank you for listening to everything that I have presented to you today. And if you feel like you want to call in and chime in on this situation, please do. Until then, I'll see you next time, Anchor listeners.